Yes?
Senator Morris on 90.
Hello, Mr. President.
How you doing?
Fine.
You're not still selling bows, are you?
Oh, if I can get buyer.
I saw that thug of yours, Jay Taylor, up here, raising hell a
triple. I didn't get a chance to talk to him. He said he'd come back.
Yeah, he's raising hell up here. He thinks I wanted to call you and tell you that I'd be awfully grateful if you'll dig your nose into this dock stuff again, this longshoreman, and try to help your country.
Well, let me...
I think you're the only ones tough enough to handle them.
Let me make a point to you very quickly. You know I'm at your service, and I... But Reynolds called me the other day and said that it was in the cooking, but that they were going to talk to me about it. And there are two or three things you ought to keep in mind. Number one, I'm not so sure that it ought to start right out as a mediation program. I think we ought to consult with the parties about the possibility of getting themselves to bind themselves to a voluntary arbitration agreement, because when you're dealing with this leader of this union, he's a rough hombre, and we don't want to get in a position where in the midst of this campaign they can pull a strike because the board won't take their dictation. Number two, the strength of this, whether we go by way of mediation or go by way of arbitration, is that this is a presidential board. The strength before was that it was a Kennedy board. And unless we sit there representing the President of the United States so that we can say, as I said to him before us, you're not walking out on me, you're walking out, when they threaten to walk out, you're walking out on the President of the United States. Unless we're in that position, you'll never get these fellows to agree to a settlement of this manpower use program, because they're just honeycombed with feather bedding. There's no doubt about it.
Well, now, what I want to do is this. I won't agree with you on how long you ought to talk on the night before I close up as leader, or maybe on foreign aid, but in this field, I think that you've got some good Texas judgment. I think you're superb, and I don't know of anybody better, so whatever you and Wirtz think you ought to do, that's what you ought to do, and that'll be my recommendation. And the only reason I guess they haven't been back in touch with you, I told Wirtz that I thought we ought to ask you to do it, and instead of having some clerk ask you, I said I think I ought to call him myself and let him know that he's speaking for me and that I personally will be grateful if he'll help his country. And he said, well, I think that's fine. I didn't do it yesterday because I figured you'd be out there prowling around those chickens.
Right.
And I'd do it the first thing this morning.
I made no comment about this story in the paper. I made no comment because I knew...
Well, what he was waiting on is for me to call you personally and tell you I want you to do it so you would have the authority and be cloaked with whatever you needed, and you just tell Wirtz you all agree on how you want it handled, and that'll be the way I'll
end the day. I couldn't reach him anyway.
Right.
Reynolds is in Chicago and is going to get back late.
Well, I'll have them get right back in touch with you.
Well, I'm just at your service. We've got to work out this darn Senate schedule, but the deadline isn't until September 30th, as I recall.
Well, I hope you all can get through up there.
But they ought to be able to work it out here so that maybe we can have some of the meetings down here or up there. I don't care, but I gotta stay on the job here.
That's right. You got to do both of them, and I'll leave it up to you till I hear from you.
I'll work it out with him, and I think what he ought to do is do as Kennedy did, make a White House statement about it. You don't have to be involved in that. They can just do it for you.
All right. You and Wirtz work out however you want. You just tell Wirtz that I called you pursuant to our agreement and ask you to take over for me.
I'm always at your service.
I know that. I appreciate it, Wayne.
Okay.
Bye.